From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. In the news today, continued tension at the Hungarian border as Hungarian police use tear gas and pepper spray to keep refugees from pushing through a fence at the border with Serbia. And a Serbian minister visited the border crossing and asked refugees to return to a Serbian town for food, water, and rest.
And here at home, it'll be interesting to see if the Republican presidential hopefuls will have anything to say about what's happening there in Europe. The second of 12 GOP debates goes off tonight at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Frontrunner Donald Trump will stand center stage, and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who's coming up in the polls, will be just to his right. For a preview, we're going to check in now with NPR's political reporter Sarah McAmmon. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Peter.
So it's going to be a late night. CNN says this debate will go nearly 3 hours. Moderators are going to be encouraging the candidates to interact with each other as much as they possibly can. How much of a different feel do you think this debate will have compared to the first one?
Well, it'll be different in a few ways. So it'll be a more crowded stage, 11 people up there instead of 10 with the addition of Carly Fiorina, and actually a smaller audience. Instead of being in a big auditorium like the Fox News debate last month, this is a smaller crowd made up mostly of GOP leaders and heavyweights, donors, people like that. And yes, the moderators will be encouraging the candidates to interact with each other directly.
Which may be code word for kind of fight a little bit with each other. Is it going to encourage substance actually talking about the issues? Or are we just going to go blow by blow here?
Well, I think in a primary fight like this, you should expect to see some blows for sure. But I think many of the candidates are also going to be trying to get their message out there, and especially those who are not named Donald Trump
yeah.
are going to be trying to introduce themselves. I spoke to Carly Fiorina, who I was on the campaign trail with this weekend. She said her goal is just to let voters know who she is. I know Ben Carson is also having a bit of a surge, and he's looking to get his message out. I think everybody.
What's Ben Carson's plan?
Right. Well, last time he didn't get a lot of questions in, so I spoke to his campaign staff today. I know they're hoping he'll get a little more time. They say he's going to be stressing issues, not his personality, and, that he's really not after getting one-liners in. I think that speaks to sort of the strategy of his campaign. It's been very, very different than a typical campaign. He's not a typical candidate, and he has a very sort of low-key, relaxed demeanor.
Right.
So he's, you should expect to see more of that. It will be interesting to see, though, just like all the others, if he gets into it at all with Donald Trump.
Yeah, some people say that his demeanor is actually a benefit to him. But let's talk about Carly Fiorina. You brought her name up. Her PAC put out a video on Monday responding to Donald Trump, who made comments about her face.
Ladies, note to Democrat Party, we are not a special interest group. We are the majority of the nation. This is the face of a 61-year-old woman I am proud of every year and every wrinkle.
All right, kind of dramatic there. But Fiorina, on the main stage this time around, how important is tonight for that campaign?
Well, it is, again, her first time out there. And the earlier forum for lower-tier candidates that she participated in last time was not prime time, didn't get as many ratings, not as many eyeballs. So a lot more eyes will be on her tonight. And she was sort of the breakout candidate in that smaller forum last time, which vaulted her into this bigger debate tonight. But she's still, not polling all that well. She's still, way below two other outsiders in the race, of course, Trump and Carson. And so she does need to introduce herself to the public and try to beef up her support.
Okay, in about the minute that we have, Jeb Bush going the opposite direction in the polls as Carly Fiorina. Latest one we've seen is now down to about 7%. His team's trying to throw some money at the problem. They're, the super PACs are putting out ads. But tell me, does Bush have to put aside his nice guy demeanor tonight in order to change that momentum?
Well, I think we've already seen a little bit of that to an extent already. He's gotten more aggressive and made some direct criticisms of Trump on the campaign trail the last few weeks, responding to some of Trump's attacks on him as low energy. We've seen him be a bit more aggressive and say things like Trump is preying on people's angst and fear. Mm. So I think we're beginning to see some of that. At the same time, he wants to position himself as a serious presidential candidate.
Yep.
His ads are focused on his record as governor. So we should see more of that as well.
NPR political reporter Sarah McAmmon, have fun tonight.
Thank you.